Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live as always from just north of Austin, Texas. Julie, who is not feeling well, is doing what she doesn't want to do when she doesn't want to do it, and she's on this podcast sounding like she has a cold, because she does. And she has some folks that she'd like to acknowledge. And guys, before we jump in, Julie and I are going to finish up where we left off yesterday. And we're also going to be talking to you about, you know, this is something actually I just threw together right before the show today, but a reading list that both Julie and I are books that we're actually listening to. So we're going to share with you the titles of those books. So, Julie, who would you like to acknowledge, listeners and recent reviews to Harris Rules, the number one international bestseller, and you guys can download that and buy that hardcover Amazon.
All right, so this is a double shout-out because I'm going to shout-out to the same agent on Facebook here in a second. This is from one of our longtime listeners as well as a great Premier Coaching client, Mona St. Clair in Portland, Oregon. And she writes about the book, "I have been in business for over 10 years and have read a lot of real estate-specific books. This by far is the best. These authors lay out a realistic, easy-to-understand plan for success in the business. You will not be disappointed." Excuse me. And we are going to... before we go over to her Facebook thing, another person who writes about 10 years ago, they said, "Harris Rules is the kind of book I wish I had 10 years ago. Tim and Julie are giving us their wisdom in running a real estate company in only 150 pages. Drawing on their many lessons of buying, selling, and investing in real estate, this book gives you a great outline to follow both for new and experienced realtors alike." Thank you, Tim and Julie. That's from somebody called KWSV Realtor. We don't always have your names on these reviews. And let's see. I lost one I had a second ago. They were talking about applying the rules not just in real estate but in life and how applying that discipline they were able to lose weight and had better relationship with their husband and kids. So that one seems to have been on another screen here. So we'll use that one tomorrow. And then I'm going to go over to Facebook and we'll get on with our discussion about the magic number. Excuse me. So, again, Mona St. Clair, I think she gets the prize for best pop-by present posted today. She posted about these really beautiful ornaments, which I happen to know about since in college I was indeed an elf at an all-year-round Christmas store, these old-world Christmas ornaments. One says, "Welcome home" on a mailbox, and the other one is a front door. I think they're like $12 or $13 a piece. They come in a really nice box, and she wrapped them up. So these are fantastic little pop-by gifts for your top 20 to 25 past clients, people in your center of influence, people who have influenced your business last year, maybe sent you a bunch of referrals. Don't be a secret agent. Remember that secret agents have skinny kids. That's a saying that was coined back in the recession by one of our coaches, and it's true to this day. You've got to get out there and remind people that you are indeed in business. And there were two or three comments based on yesterday's shout-out. We used Andrea Cooper's story about getting her flu shot, talking about real estate, which led to a great real estate lead. That created a lot of discussion, actually. And a lot of agents responded similarly with being out and about, stopping their secret agent tendencies, talking about real estate. I think somebody commented about getting a listing from his kid's birthday party this year. And his comment was, "You never know who needs our help unless we ask." So I just wanted to mention that because this is a great time of year. People are getting out more, going to parties, doing stuff. Talk about real estate. You might be surprised what happens. Back to you, Tim.
So one of the challenges I always used to have, Julie less or so because she, generally speaking, had a lot more going on during the holidays, but one of the challenges I always had, and I still do to a certain extent, is keeping my wits about me during the holidays because I'm just not designed to slow down. I don't question that about myself. I don't try to struggle with it. I used to, but I don't anymore. I just know what I am. I know how I'm wired, and it is what it is. So one of the things I always do, and I've been doing this for probably the last 10 or 15 years, is to avoid sort of the holiday, what the heck am I going to do? There's business is slowed, all the normal things that happen during the holidays, is I have always made a reading list. And I have a reading list that I've been putting together, and you guys know that most of the books that I can't think of the last time I read a book. All the books I get are I listen to, and I'll try to listen to usually one or two books a week. So I've got a list of books that I'm looking forward to listening to over the holiday break, and I'm going to share those books with you guys right now. So obviously our book, it should be released on Audible sometime this week or next week, we think. It was approved by Audible, and all the recording is done. So you definitely want to have Harris Rules on your listening list. And definitely want to have that on your listening list so you can refer back to it. And I see how a lot of you guys are using the book as we intended, to have it as a reference manual when you find yourself getting a little bit overwhelmed or off track. So if you have it as an Audible book, you can listen to it anytime in your car or whatever. So that's something, obviously, it's a little self-serving, but it is, something a lot of you are looking forward to. I know a lot of you want to download that as soon as it's available as an audiobook, and that should be any day now. So the other books that I have, and I'm literally opening up my phone right now, is The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Jack Trout. This book was recommended by Tim Ferriss, and so that's one of the books I'm getting, is The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. The next one, and I haven't listened to either, any of these yet. I think I may have listened to The 22 Laws a long time ago, but I just don't remember, but I'm going to listen to it again. The next one is one that's really, I think, getting a lot of attention, is called Principles, Life and Work by Ray Dalio. I think, matter of fact, that's the number one bestseller overall on Amazon right now, and overall on New York Times bestseller list too. The next one that I just finished listening to, and this might not be for everyone, but it's okay, is called The Last Punisher. It's written by Kevin L-A-C-Z. And if you guys are longtime listeners, you know that we are big advocates of the SEAL Team books. But here's an interesting thing I've learned about the SEAL Team books, is, and I learned this from talking to actual SEALs, because there's a lot of retired military guys around where Julie and I live, is that not all the SEAL Team books are actually written by SEALs. Some of these books that are coming out that have the Trident on the cover are actually just written by people that are trying to make money from people like me who like to read SEAL books. So just for what it's worth, do your homework first and make sure you're reading something written by a real SEAL, because it does make a difference. The next one that I am going to download is written by a real SEAL, and a lot of you guys might know this guy. Made himself rather famous in his post-SEAL days. His name is Jocko Willink, J-A-C-O-W-I-L-L-I-N-C, and his book is called, and you guys can see why I'd like this one, again, longtime listeners, Discipline Equals Freedom is the name of his book, so you guys want to get that one. The next one I'm waiting to come out on Audible is Tim Ferriss's new book called The Tribe of Mentors. So those are all the books that I hope to listen to over the holidays, and my intent is to basically keep my mind busy during the holiday, learning new things, and a lot of the things I like to listen to are going to be things that aren't necessarily going to be real estate or business related. I like to intentionally challenge myself to totally and completely different things. Like one of the things that I'll do is I'll go on to, for example, I'll go on to like iTunes. And I'll just click on, like, what are the biggest, most common, what are people listening to? And then what I'll do is I'll go and I'll just buy one of those books, even if it's not something in a genre I'd normally give a hoot about. So I might find myself listening to a science fiction book. I might find myself listening to, whatever is going to be, again, at the top a chart that catches my eye, but just to make it so that I'm not just stuck in this mental rut of always thinking and doing and saying and all the rest of it. Makes it so that your creative juices stay flowing. It's all too easy for us just to get in, and I mean us, and to get into these little comfortable, Julie and I call them golden cages, where basically everything is just reinforcing the other thing. You have constant confirmation bias. You never allow conflicting thoughts or feelings or anything else in. And one of the things that Julie and I try to get our coaching clients to do, and we hopefully are helping you guys to think the same way, is we always look for conflicting opinions that conflict with our own opinions and our own beliefs. We look for those opinions, and we look for people that are going to give us a possible opposing arguments, because it either will do one of two things. It'll sway our opinions and maybe show us where we are wrong, or it'll help to solidify our opinions and help us to realize how right our way of thinking is. But what we don't do is we don't say this is the way we believe and this is the only way we're going to believe it, because then when you do that, you allow complacency to slip in, and the next thing you know, basically, you make yourself irrelevant. You make yourself irrelevant not just to your family and your friends and your customers, but you make yourself irrelevant to life in general just because you get stuck in a period of history, you get your personal history, where you just stop evolving. You know, and another thing I will suggest that some of you can seriously consider doing is getting your real estate treasure map done over the holidays. And we've been talking about this on, what, every other podcast. And that's your fill-in-the-blank business plan. It's your personal and business life business plan. And we give that to you for free, along with Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, which, by the way, would obviously make another killer book for you guys to listen to. And the other one I'll suggest, and this one I have, it's further down on my Audible listening list, is what is it called? Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And you guys, definitely, if you've never listened to that before, it is one of the best books that I've ever listened to, one of the best books. And actually, that was one of the only books in a long time that I actually bought to read as well. So there's another fantastic book. So I think that's like 6 to 8 different books. And what Julie and I do, some of you guys sometimes ask about, like, working with your spouse. What Jules and I will intentionally do is we intentionally read, you know, quote-unquote read, listen to, the same book at the same time. And then we'll talk about it. It gives us something to talk about other than the business. It gives us something to talk about other than, you know, all the normal things that people talk about after they've been married 26 years, and next year's going to be 27 years for us. So we, again, as a couple, are intentionally trying to challenge ourselves so that we don't, you know, basically grow stale for each other. These are all things that you have to consciously be doing. So the only last little tidbit I'd give you on how to kind of survive the holidays, if you're wired anywhere like me, is to seriously consider, if you've not yet started doing it, is some sort of physical workout plan. Don't wait to get started in the new year. And I have to say, we are actually becoming really big fans of Orange Theory Fitness. And it's not just because Julie and I have been doing it, and it's like we've been doing it now for 90 days. And there's no doubt that we can see pretty massive differences in just everything, all the things that matter the most. You know, we look better, we feel better, we have more energy and enthusiasm. We have just overall, it's something definitely worth doing. Oh, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We still hate doing it, but it makes a huge difference. But here's the real reason, right, Julie? I'm not going to lie, right? We do hate doing it. But here's the real reason I've become a fan of Orange Theory Fitness. It's because so many of you have started doing specifically Orange Theory, and they're not a sponsor. We're not getting paid for pushing them. I mean, you know, there's 106,000 or 107,000 of you that are listening to today's show. I'm sure thousands of you will join your Orange Theory as a result, or at least consider doing it, hearing us talk about it. But the reason that I actually have become a fan of it is because so many of you guys have become a fan of it. We've mentioned it, and I'm starting to hear on our private Facebook group, people who have, you know, who are embracing the 10-10 TFW challenge that we put in place for the last quarter. And so many of you guys are losing not just the 10 pounds, which is part of the 10-10, but you're losing 20 and 30 pounds. We heard one guy who had lost, what was it, Julie, 45 pounds in 44 days or something crazy like that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, so guys, that's the difference. In Orange Theory, the thing is their system is very, very congruent with our system. And we didn't even know about Orange Theory when Julie and I created our system, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, what works works. And so, if you're trying to learn anything, if you're trying to develop discipline for anything, you know, the system like what Orange Theory is basically like a physical version, a workout version of what Julie and I do for real estate coaching. It is. It's basically identical. And you know, here's a crazy thing. True story, guys. So Julie and I, again, we just joined the Orange Theory. It was near us. We joined it. We didn't know anything about it. Didn't even research it. Matter of fact, when they were starting, we would drive by as they were building out the store, and we didn't even know what Orange Theory meant. We figured it was some sort of, you know,
orange
juice store.
Something.
I mean, we had
power
no
drink.
Idea. Okay. So we've been using the names Premier Coaching and Elite Coaching. We've been using those names for ages. And so we're standing there listening to them, you know, as everyone lines up and gets ready to walk into the rooms to actually work out. They were kind of giving a little infomercial about their different products. And their products are called the exact same thing as ours. Their different levels of membership were also called Premier and also called Elite. And Julie and I, like, looked at each other. How is that even possible? You know, it's – anyway, the similarities are just incredible. So if you're trying to really get your act together on all levels, don't wait till the new year. Seriously consider Orange Theory if there's one local. And then if you really stay dedicated to the coaching program, Premier Coaching, you're going to find, and again, not by design, but just by sheer luck, and I think it's brilliant luck, you're going to find that what they're having you do and what we're having you do as part of the coaching program work absolutely in harmony. So there you go. Orange Theory just got a nice long commercial for no particular reason. But that's, I mean, we're just trying to help you guys. I mean, that's really the bottom line. So, Julie, we're talking about the magic number. I'm going to try to help you save your voice. So if you want me to do most of the talking today,
I appreciate that.
How do you feel? Do you want to talk or not?
Until I start coughing, we're good. I think my medicine is kicking in. But, the magic number is a critical thing for these guys to digest and implement because, the way I think about it is this. There's so many things that agents think, and to some degree they're right, are completely out of control all the time in real estate, right? You get that sense that it's sort of working you versus you working it. But that doesn't always have to be true. The magic number gets you into control. I think that's the critical thing, whether you are a newer agent or whether you've been at this for 30 or 40 years. The magic number will save a lot of stress from trying to predict what you're doing in this business. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, so let's just tie this back in since I'm really probably overboard on Orange Theory. So Orange Theory's got this little – the premise of Orange Theory essentially is what you're trying to do is keep your heart rate in a certain zone, and for every minute you keep it in the zone, you get what they call a splat point. And so a splat point, again, is that's what it is. You basically, for me, it's keeping my heart in the 151 to 155, 56 range. And then when I do that, for every minute I get a splat point. Ideally, they say that you want to have 12 splat points at the end of every workout. And when you have 12 splat points at the end of every workout, you get, I forget what the physiological benefit is. I'm sure Julie would remember. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you continue. Your metabolism burns, not just during the workout. You continue to burn those calories. It's like you extend the value of your workout is their point.
So Julie and I developed 10 years ago this thing called the real estate game, and we're in the process of making this into a – I hate using the word app, but that's really what it is. It's a program that all of you all have access to. It's supposed to be done either this month or next month, and it works almost identical in concept. So every single day you're basically going to be a list of items, and each item is going to have a point that's associated with it. And each point, obviously if you do something that's going to be high yielding, for example – setting a pre-qualified listing appointment, that's going to be worth 5 points. If you just do something like a pop by from a center of influence and past clients, that's like maybe 1 point. If you spend your time and like 5 Facebook posts, that's like a tenth of a point. Very low, value and benefit to you of doing stuff like that. You guys get the point. So our system is going to make it so that you can essentially gamify your day. And so every single day when you wake up, you're going to have a goal of having 50 points. Now, you don't have to – you want to obviously do the things that are going to get you the most points. And here's the interesting irony of it all. Orange Theory's concept basically is you work your ass off for an hour. Tim and Julie's theory is if you work your ass off for about 2 or 3 hours a day, you're going to be so much far ahead of the curve it's not even funny. And so what will happen is you're going to be participating in the real estate success game. And we might change the name, but that is what we've been calling it forever. And then you're going to then go and do – you're going to have a list of activities, like I said, and you're going to decide what you want to do that's going to get you the most points. Again, we're trying to make some fun of some of the drudgery that is called, working for yourself and, being in real estate. But you guys might find it interesting to notice how what the difference is in how you allocate your time. For example, the things that get you the least results are the things that are easiest to do. But for you to get up to 50 points, you're going to have to fill your day with those low-yielding results, and it's going to take you so much more time. So literally the person who decides to drill down in the morning, do their high-yield activities first, do their prospecting, do their pre-qualifying, setting their listing appointments, going on listing appointments, negotiating contracts, doing the things that are going to get them paid, they will score their 50 points in maybe 90 minutes. Versus the person who is trying to avoid doing the real work in real estate, they probably will never score 50 points. Or if they do, it will take them probably 8 or 10 hours because of all the things that they'll gravitate towards, which are the passive things, working on their website, buying a buyer lead, all the silliness that people basically fill their days with. So here's the correlation to what Julie and I are talking with regards to the magic number. You don't have to work every single day. every single week, every single year, every single – you don't have to lose every single weekend. You don't have to have this sort of, I don't know, stereotypical real estate agent life if you basically embrace the fact that really the things that get you paid in real estate only come down to a handful of things: lead generating, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. Those five things, that's what gets you paid. And yet, how many of us spend all of our time doing all these other silly things? Why is it that all of us think that we have to do all these silly things in the business and our real estate practices in order for our businesses to be successful? Who's telling us that? What's their motivation for telling us all that? If you guys want to be successful entrepreneurs, you need to be really good at basically parsing the information that people are trying to feed you and actually question what their motivation is for trying to get you to do those things. For example, there will be people out there, and you don't have to look very hard, that are going to tell you that, oh my God, if you want to be successful in real estate, you have to create a team. Well, why is it they want you to believe that? Because they want you to then buy the information from them on how to form a team. They want you to join their brokerage where they're going to help you build a team, but really what they're doing is when they brainwash you into believing the only way for you to be successful is building a team, that you're going to then become a recruiter of new agents for them. As you build your team, you're going to be out there doing what the hardest job is of a brokerage, which is recruiting agents. Look, guys, Julie and I love Keller Williams. They're great. They're one of the best sources for frustrated agents who quit MAPS coaching and who join our coaching program because they're sick of all the Mickey Mouse that basically comes with that coaching program, because it's unclear where you're supposed to be putting your best efforts. And agents are spending thousands, millions of dollars per year and countless hours of wasted time doing things that don't get them paid. And at the end of the year, they wonder, well, where the hell's the money? Why did I do all this? Well, Julie and I are working on a series of shows for next week, and it's going to be basically the tale of two agents. And we're going to tell you about the life cycle of the agent who basically runs their business, essentially like what we prescribe for all of you guys to run your business, versus the agent who follows sort of the trendy big team model. We're going to give you all the drilled down numbers on basically what it takes to do either one of these models, then the, you know, all the staffing requirements, all the money requirements. But most importantly, what we're going to focus on, which nobody else ever talks about, is we're going to focus on really what the true purpose of owning your own business is. It's ultimately to have freedom. That's the reason that most of you guys got into real estate. But it's not just freedom of your time. That's only part of it. It's freedom from having to have financial worries. What some of you find is if you follow these sort of traditional big team models where you're not necessarily focused on your magic number, where you're getting pulled in a million different directions, you never accomplish any kind of financial freedom because you never have the money in order to accomplish the financial freedom. Your margins are so small when you follow some of these other models that there's no point of even being in the business in the first place. You should have just kept your normal job. And so we're going to be talking to you guys about that next week. And in our normal style, we're going to be very direct and not hold back. So what we want you to have the concept of, we talked about this a lot yesterday, and by the way, the magic number is the core of the Real Estate Treasure Map. So make sure you download that when you go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. The magic number is really the most important number for you to know in your real estate practice, and that's the number of listings you need at all times. And as we talked about yesterday, for most of you, what we suggest, it's kind of a blanket, you know, average, but it definitely, if you think about it, you can adjust accordingly, is we want all of you guys to have 10 listings at all times. When you have 10 listings at all times, don't argue with me in your head. I know some of you guys are saying, damn, in my market, I need 30 listings. That's fine. You know, when Julie and I sold real estate, we needed like, I think it was like 40 listings at all times. Some of you guys who are in these really hot sellers markets are saying, Tim, there's no way I can get to 10 listings. I only need 2 listings at all times. Okay, adjust accordingly. Just get the concept. If you had 10 listings at all times, you're going to have, on average, at least 3 of those listings sell per month. When you have 3 of those listings sell per month in most parts of the country, you're going to be making close to $20,000 a month. In order to get to that level where you have 10 listings at all times, it's not that difficult, guys. You just basically focus all of your best energies every single day on chasing listings. I'm going to say it again. Some of you guys are saying, oh, my God, Tim, it's too easy what you're saying. I mean, why isn't anyone else saying this? I don't know why they're not saying it. I don't mean to interrupt you. Are you trying to say something?
That's the skeptic in them wanting to resist. And I also wanted to clarify, we're talking about active listings. You'll have pendings that are listings. We're not talking about that. We're talking about active listings at all times. in order to drive the business to you by selling those listings as well as the spinoff from those listings. So some of these guys will say, and you hear this on coaching calls, well, I've got 10 listings. Well, how many of them are pending? Nine. No, you have one active. We're talking your magic number has to be active listings at all times. And I think that you're right. There's skeptics saying, well, that's not my number. We know from literally hundreds of thousands of coaching calls with you guys that 10 really is a magic number. In almost any market, you're going to win when you get to that number. Now, you can modify based on some of the facts that are going on with your own market as well as your own skills. You know, if you overprice everything and it expires on you, well, you're in a different situation and you've got to polish that skill. So just wanted to do some clarification that they're counting real listings because they try and get a little bit skating on that as well sometimes. Back to you.
Where the reason that the so if you've been in the business as long as Julie and I have, maybe you guys know us from the early 90s, maybe you guys know us from Howard Britton, you know, so you've been tuned into us in one form or another for a long time. You know what I'm saying is true. You don't fight with it in your head. You're like, yeah, Tim, that's no shit information. But here's the challenge. Most of you listening, over 100,000 regular listens. I mean, in just the past 18 months, we've had like, I don't know, over 3 million downloads. It's pretty amazing. Most of you have no clue what I'm saying is the truth because you've only been in real estate during this era of buying buyer leads. You think that the Shangri-La and the goal in real estate is to sell a crap ton of units, or you think the goal in real estate is not just to sell a crap ton of units but have a crap ton of revenue from those crap ton of units that are sold. So you have bought into this idea that somehow you win if you basically churn more, if you sell more, if you increase your units every year, if you increase your revenue every year. And what you do, many of you do, is you do not increase your net profit every year because you end up going deeper and deeper down the hole of buying your business or basically trying to scale your real estate practice. And I'm air quoting the word scale. Scale your real estate practice around buyer's agents, around buying buyer leads. Some of you have these businesses that are so lopsided to bought buyer leads that you really have no idea the ramifications of that as soon as the market changes. You will be wiped out. And there's plenty of historical examples of this happening back as a result of 07-08. Your business has gotten to the point because nobody has told you there's another more profitable way to do it where you don't even have profit conversations without it making your skin crawl. You go to these real estate conventions, you go to the listen to these, you know, agents selling 600 houses, and we have coaching clients that, you know, basically come to us. This is very normal this time of year. So we'll get these mega agents that come to us and they're saying, "Tim, I've been selling 400 houses for the past 10 years and I just am burned out on it. I don't want to do it anymore. The buyer leads are becoming too expensive. I'm sick of dealing with the buyer's agents. I'm sick of dealing with all this. I've done this. I have a seventh level business. I'm using all this parlance that some of you KW agents will be familiar with, but I don't have anything to show for all my work. My kids go to private schools. I've got two lease payments. I got a bitchin' house. I got a boat. I've got da-da-da-da-da." But then when you start having conversations, you'll realize they have no net worth. They have no money. They have nothing to really show for all their work except a really nice lifestyle because nobody told them that those models do not produce profit and commensurate with the amount of revenue that they're generating. The amount of money that these guys net is typically 10% of the gross revenue that their team or in brokerages even make less, but that their team generates. These are the facts. Now, I'll have another coaching client. Like, I'll give you guys – well, I talked about Chris the other day, but I have got – Julie and I specialize in really – I'd say we've evolved this way – specialize in folks that want to run extremely profitable real estate practices. And sometimes they're small brokerages, but usually the most profitable people we coach are individual practitioner real estate agents. That's the honey hole in real estate, being a listing agent, not anything else. Being a broker, no way. Being a broker just makes you a broker. You know, doing all these other things, the most profitable thing you guys can do, and this is irrefutable, unarguable, this is not my opinion, it's just a fact, is being a listing agent. When you're a listing agent, you can sell hundreds of houses per year and just have maybe one or two assistants, and your profit margins aren't 50%, they're usually close to 75%. That means if you get a check for 10 grand, you keep 75% of that. Now, most of you guys who are running teams, You will struggle when you get a check for $10,000 to keep $1,000. Oh, but Tim, hold on there. I don't have to do all the work. I'm not working with the buyers and the sellers. No, but you've exchanged the work you would have been doing, focusing on building your listing inventory and getting those sold. You've exchanged that with running an adult daycare. You've exchanged that with trying to be an HR person. You've exchanged that with trying to be a tech person. You've exchanged that with trying to be a team systems person. You see what you've done? You've just traded one bit of work for another bit of work. You're not financially free because the model you're following now is not producing enough net profit for you to actually reinvest that money. So here's the concept, and this is really goes back to the heart of it with the magic number, the reason Julie and I came up with that concept. Do not think of your real estate business as anything other than what it is. And by the way, this is also true for most businesses. All they are is ATM machines. That's it. At the end of the day, your product, what you're producing is profit. The litmus test of how effective you are as an entrepreneur and a business owner isn't the number of houses you sold. Oh, that's going to be an affront to some of you. Isn't even about the amount of revenue you made. It's about the percent of profit that you kept. And if that percent of profit is exceeding what you need to have a great lifestyle, pay all your obligations, and save a bunch of money so you can invest, so that investment then produces revenue so that you are rich where you no longer have to work for money, your money works for you. That is the whole cake. That's everything. That's the business. So if you run a listings-focused business, and if you run it the right way, you're going to generate more profits quicker. And with that profit, you can invest in real estate, and real estate is what all of you guys should be purchasing. Stop flipping. If you have a house that's worth flipping, it's probably worth keeping and renting. You need to seriously think about that. California agents, probably you guys will be able to give me a good argument against that because the houses are too expensive and you can't get a good cash on cash return. I get that. But for the most part, most of you guys need to stop flipping. You need to start owning. You need to put all your best energy towards accumulating assets that produce enough net income so that you have the option of no longer working. We have literally thousands of coaching clients that have been listening to us say that. And, you know, I think we've refined our message over the past, you know, long time, and we're getting to the point where a lot of people are – it's resonating because so many of you guys – either know people or have personally gone down the black hole of all these other types of gimmicky things, and you're coming to, you listen to us or you read our book and you're going, holy shit, why is it that at this point in my career I haven't accumulated more net worth? And then you're like, you go to your broker, you go to your office manager, you go to your real estate convention, you listen to some guru, you listen to some podcasts, you do all these things, and you find out that all these things have confirmation bias. They're just reinforcing each other. Do a team, buy your leads, buy the buyer's agents, and you're going, oh my God, I've already done all that bullshit and I still do not have enough profit in order for me to buy rental properties, in order for me to be finally financially free. And then you guys come upon us, and then sometimes what happens is you get angry at yourself. You feel like, well, why didn't I discover this sooner? But here's the thing. Don't feel that way. If you're listening to us for the first time and you're having an epiphany, the light bulb's going off and you're going, oh my God, why didn't anyone tell me this sooner? Here's the thing. We probably did. You just didn't listen, and you needed those experiences to know what we are saying to you is true, okay? So forgive yourself and realize that you probably did come across Julie and I years ago, and you probably didn't listen to us years ago, and you probably choose to do the other path because that's what everyone else was doing. And you figure, well, if everyone else is doing it and everyone else is telling me to do it, I might as well do it. And now you've had those experiences. You're rolling into the new year. You're looking back at your last year. You're realizing, I don't have a lot to show for it. I didn't move the needle. I didn't increase my net worth. I didn't pay off any debt. I didn't buy any new rental properties. Why did I work so hard? Just to have this really nice lifestyle? Some of you guys are getting to the point in your lives where you're realizing the really nice lifestyle has nothing other than diminishing returns to a point. The house doesn't have to be any nicer. The cars don't have to be any nicer. You know, all the things that are important are pretty much maxed out, and now you don't have any net worth. You have nothing to show for all your years of struggle mastering the art of selling real estate. How many of you feel like that? A lot, I know. Tens of thousands of you feel like that. Not everyone thinks like that. Not everyone thinks in terms of accumulating assets. Not everyone thinks of in terms of being rich. Some people are offended by what I'm saying, and I get the emails, and that's fine. I'll be offended. That's okay. Some of you loathe the idea that we talk about money so freely and openly. You hate it. You think somehow that's evil. You literally do. And you know what? That's fine, too. You're wrong. It's not. There's nothing wrong with being rich where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. When you accomplish that, it's because you were able to help enough people at a high enough level, and in doing so, you had enough profit, and with that profit, you were able to reinvest it, and with that reinvesting, you were able to then buy investment properties that produce enough income so that you are financially free. So you guys, all of you, are maybe 5 years away from being accomplishing that goal if you truly drill down. We are not big advocates of even five-year plans. When you have us as our coach, what we'll do is we'll get you to have a 12-month plan, a 24-month plan. Anything beyond that is basically just Mickey Mouse. You know, and in that time frame, everything you're going to be doing in your business, in your professional life, is going to be focusing on net income. Not on team building, not on branding, not on all these things you cannot quantify that you do not need to do. They're all basically just following some fantasy of what it takes to be successful in real estate. That, by the way, at this point, it is absolutely verified that that is a fruitless business model to pursue. So listen, guys, the real estate magic number is the heart and soul of what your business should be. It is the very core of what matters in real estate. It's the magic number of listings you need at all times to meet and exceed your financial goals. Figure out what that is. It's easy. We've already done all the heavy lifting for you. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and grab the free book, Real Estate Treasure Map. And also you can get Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and four other books as well. And when you do, you're entitled to a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. For all of you guys who are new in the business or newish in the business, there's an old Chinese proverb that I'm going to share with you before I wrap. A smart man learns from his mistakes. A brilliant man learns from the mistakes of others. A smart man learns from his mistakes. A brilliant man learns from the mistakes of others. So do not force yourself to go and make the same mistakes so many other people did. Go and learn from the mistakes that they did, and don't do that. That's the point of reading books. That's the point of listening to our podcast. That's the point of joining our coaching program. When you join the coaching program, don't ask about, okay, I know Tim and Julie say this, but what about this? No, we're not doing that. You join the coaching program, you follow the coaching program, it works, and then you get predictable, duplicatable results. Some of you guys are just in love with gathering information. You know, you are trying to avoid doing the real work. Look, next year cannot be like that for you. You need to make next year your best year ever. You need to exceed all your expectations, and the best place for you to get started is, I mean, honestly, guys, is completing the Real Estate Treasure Map. It is comprehensive. It's going to require that you talk with your family. It's going to complete it. It's going to require that you do a little bit of math. It's going to require that you look at your credit card statements. It's going to require that you have a real, honest-to-God conversation with yourself and your spouse, if you're married, or your partner, about money. And that's something that makes a lot of people very uncomfortable. But when you do, then you can start having room in your mind to think, okay, now I've got a plan. I'm going to implement the plan, and I want to get to the point where I have real estate that's producing revenue to the point that I no longer have to work for money anymore. What would it feel like to wake up and not have to worry about where your next paycheck was going to come from? Why don't you give yourself that gift? And why don't you not wait and say sometime in the distant future, maybe someday if pigs fly, I'll accomplish that goal. Do it in that, like, if you're not on that path, make today the start of that path. Look, guys, I want to wrap up. We're over time. If you need me for anything, Tim@TimAndJulieHarris.com or Julie@TimAndJulieHarris.com. Again, Tim@TimAndJulieHarris.com or Julie@TimAndJulieHarris.com. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at TimAndJulieHarris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.